Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. All right, I'm going to invite you to follow along as I read aloud here these words. These are words from the lips of Jesus shared here in this book that we love. Matthew 7, starting in verse 7, says this: "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. For which of you, if your child asks for bread, will give them a stone? Or if they ask for a fish, will give them a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Amen. Well, the heart of this passage is a call to prayer. That's fairly clear. But first, the all-encompassing premise for this call to prayer is what this passage tells us about God. Who God is allows us to pray in the way Jesus teaches here. And what we learn about who God is summarized really by one simple phrase. Do you see it there in the middle of verse 11? How much more? How much more? Jesus uses this entire paragraph, really this entire passage, to help us understand who our God is that we are called to pray to. And in this passage, he speaks highly of parents who have a benevolent interactions with their kids and how they give good gifts to their children. And Jesus compares God to those earthly parents. But Jesus takes it one step further, and he also contrasts God to those earthly parents with that one simple phrase, how much more. And what we find in this passage, what Jesus says about God, is that God is good. Even a parent, who Jesus says has that sinful nature, evil, right? Sinful nature. Even a parent knows how to give good gifts to their children when they ask for them. And in verse 11, Jesus says this: how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Jesus declares here that God is a giver of good gifts. And he himself, God, is good. Now, how do we know that? How do we make that comparison there? Well, that's dabbling into next week's passage just a little bit, where Jesus is going to teach us next week that a good tree can only produce good fruit. God gives good gifts. Therefore, God himself is good. And what an incredible opening testimony that we find about God, this God that we are called to come and to pray to, that God is good. And what's remarkable about that is then when we go to God in prayer, we do not have to doubt God's prerogative. We do not have to fear what God's intent is, because God is inherently good. God is good. And we also find that God is wise. Jesus names in this passage here that a parent will not give their child a stone if they ask for a piece of bread, which might seem sort of obvious to us. Yes, I mean, who of us wants to deal with that dentist bill? Dentist is expensive enough, yes? But there's a little bit more to it than just bread and stone here, because the limestone that was a common stone that was prevalent in the region where Jesus is speaking here, the size and the shape and the color of that limestone was awfully similar to what a loaf of bread looked like. In fact, if you would look out and could not be real close and did not have a discerning eye, they would look very similar to one another. One could be confused or mistaken for the other. Same size, same color, same general shape. And so the example that Jesus is giving here, it really isn't that silly at all. Someone who is wise would know the difference. Someone who is willing and able to take the time to discern the difference would know the difference, like a parent would do. What parent is going to give their kid a stone to eat? And Jesus says, how much more will our Father in heaven know what to give? Because He is wise. He knows the difference between what is healthy and what can cause pain. And so we find that God is good and God is wise. And we also find in this passage that God is loving. Jesus gives another example here in these verses. You know, what parent, if a child asks for a fish, right? A fish is a fairly, relatively safe animal, yes? One that really doesn't cause us too much harm, something that can even be eaten for nourishment, right? If a child is asking their parent for a fish, what parent is going to give their child something instead like a snake, something that is a dangerous animal? And I know not every snake is dangerous, but in my book, every snake is nasty. You too? Yes, I heard amen there, yes. Right? I do not like any kinds of snakes. I don't even care if it's a little bitty gardener snake. No. Not by me. No, thank you. But some snakes can be a little dangerous, right? And so what parent, if their child asks for a fish, a little pretty little goldfish, yes, is going to give them a snake, right? No parent is going to do that, put their child in harm's way with a dangerous snake. And so, again, how much more will our Father in heaven also want to protect His children? Children that He cares about, children that He only wants the best for. He will not put us in harm's way because He loves us. Now in this model that Jesus uses about parenting, it's a relatively positive one. Right? Jesus is talking about a parent who gives good gifts to their children, a parent who uses wisdom, a parent who is spurred on by love to give their child the best for them when they ask for it. And then Jesus goes on to say, how much more is this true of our Heavenly Father? God is good. God is wise. God is loving. And this is the God that we are invited and we're called to pray to. Our God who is fundamentally good and will give good gifts to His children. Our God who is wise in discerning what is the best to give to His children. Our God who is loving and will not lead us in a way that would cause us harm. God is good. God is wise. God is loving. Would you say that with me? God is good. God is wise. God is loving. Friends, this is the God that we are invited to pray to. And I trust this is helpful for us. Even more than that, I trust that this is incredibly comforting and encouraging to us as we consider what it looks like to walk down the narrow path in our relationship with God, specifically in our prayer life with God. Because Jesus invites us, calls us to pray in this passage. He invites us to ask, to seek, to knock, to bring before our good, wise, loving God that which we request and that which we desire and that which we are pursuing. Jesus calls us to pray. But as we dive deeper into this passage, it's important for us not to think of prayer as a magic trick. That if we whisper just the right formula and we do so in just the right way, voila! It'll appear before us what we ask for. I heard it not once, not twice, maybe 3 or 4 times already this morning. Ooh, this passage, huh? Because I read these words just like you do. I've read them many times. Maybe you have as well. And I struggle with them. Maybe you do as well. because I read them, and I think one of the things that's super helpful for me has been to slow down when I read these words and to grasp what it is that Jesus is actually saying and also what he's not saying. Because for a long time, I read this passage as, ask and you're going to get what you want. Ask and you're going to receive what you asked for. Because it kind of sounds like that's what it's saying, yes? And I don't know about you, but my personal experience has been many, many prayers throughout my lifetime that I've asked for many different things. And those prayers were not answered in the way that I asked for them. And so my personal experience runs counter to what I initially read here. Anybody else in that same boat? We read this passage, and it reads almost like a guarantee that we will seek, when we seek, we're going to find, right? We're going to find what we're seeking for. And yet I'm going to tell you, the realities of my life is that there's still some things I'm looking for. You too? And so I want to say, when I read these words, what gives with this? So it's been helpful for me to slow down and to read what Jesus is saying, but also to recognize what he's not saying. Jesus doesn't say, you can look there with me if you want to look at the verses, it starts in verse 7. He doesn't say, ask, and what you ask for will be given to you. He doesn't say, seek, and what you are seeking for is what you will find. He doesn't say, knock, and that specific door you are knocking on is the one that will be open to you. But what Jesus does promise in these words is that when we ask, we will receive something. When we seek, we will find something. When we knock, a pathway will appear before us. Jesus does not promise that the specific thing that we ask for is what we're going to get. And honestly, kind of how crazy would that be? Where would that put us? If I was able just this morning just to say, God, I'm asking for this, and God, I'm asking for this, and God, I'm asking for this, and boom, 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 it happened, where would that put me in a position? In a position that I was never designed to be in. And how dangerous might that be, right? If every single thing that I have ever asked for since I was this big all the way till now, and I asked for every single thing, can you imagine how crazy that might be? Like, how many Super Bowls would the Vikings have won by now? Right? But I think about back to my life, and I think about some of the prayers that I prayed back then and the things I so desperately wanted. And then I think about how those prayers were actually answered and how much better it was for me that it was not answered in the way that I asked for originally, and how much better it was not just for me, but it was better for people around me. And even more than that, how it was better for God's perfect plan. See, God is good. God is wise. God is loving. And when we come before him asking and seeking and knocking, because this is who God is, he will answer our prayers in a way that is good and is wise and is loving. And it will not always, in fact, not even often be exactly what we are desiring. And I know that that's hard. It's frustrating even. Because we want something, and we know what we want, and we believe that this is something is right. See, God will, and Jesus says God will answer our prayers, but he will answer them in his way, according to his plan. Jesus assures us that that plan, that God will give good gifts. He's a giver of good gifts. He will only ever give to us what is good. Now, we might not think of it as good in that moment. We might not believe it to be good in that moment. We might not even want to accept it as good in that moment. But God is a giver of good gifts, and he is good and wise and loving. And I know that it is hard. I know that's hard in the moment. And I found these words from a biblical scholar named Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he's got some words. I'm going to put them here on the screen, and I hope that they're words that I can say someday. Maybe they're words that you hope to say someday as well. But he says this. He says, I thank God that he is not prepared to do anything that I may chance to ask him. I am profoundly grateful to God that he did not grant me certain things for which I asked, and that he shut certain doors in my face. Have you ever had doors shut in your face? I have. Times where we've asked and what we've asked for was not given to us. Sought after things and what we sought for was not found. We knocked and that particular door remained shut. See, prayer is not a magic formula. But prayer is an act of trust from a posture of faith. And that's why we started where we started. This is a passage about prayer, yes, but we did not start with prayer. We started with who God is, the one that we pray to. God is good, and God is wise, and God is loving. And we are invited to pray to Him knowing that He is good, and knowing that He is wise, and knowing that He is loving. And Jesus says, how much more will this great God give good gifts to His children in ways that are good and wise and loving toward us and for us? And it might not be what we originally request. Rarely is. Or what we originally believe. This has got to be the right thing. This is what I know that I want. This is what I need to have. And sometimes, though, we are asking for a snake and we're asking for a stone and we don't even realize it. And we might think this is exactly what we want, but God knows that if we have that, that is a snake, that is a stone. And God who knows different, God who sees different, even though we think we're asking for bread and we think we're asking for fish, we're actually asking for that snake, we're asking for that stone, and God sees that and God knows that. And because He's good and because He's wise and because He's loving, He will give to us the good gifts that He knows that we need. Friends, this is part of that narrow path walking, particularly in our relationship with God, to have trust that arises out of a posture of faith. And I know that's easier said than done. And I know it is a lot easier for us to talk about it here, for me to talk about it behind this pulpit in a controlled environment of our worship service, rather than in the real life situations when tensions are heightened and when the pain feels all too real. And that's why it is actually important for us to talk about it right now and to talk about it here. So when those moments do come that are hard and those doors do seem to be slamming shut in our face and what we're seeking after is not quickly found and what we're asking for is not given to us, we keep coming up empty. When there is hurt and when there's heartache, I'm not going to lecture in that moment. I'm not going to give a sermon in that moment and say, God is good, God is wise, God is loving. But when those moments come, when that happens, we're talking about this now, so when those moments do come, and they will come in our lives, each and every one of us, when they do come, we can recall the one that I'm turning to, the one that I'm praying to is a God who is good, a God who is wise, a God who is loving, and He will give and we will find and a door will be open. Because how much more does our Heavenly Father give good gifts when we ask Him? And that leads to another important lesson that Jesus offers here about our narrow path walking in relationship with God. God who is good, God who is wise, God who is loving. He has good gifts to offer us, His children. And so Jesus says, ask for them. Seek after them. Knock on the door for them. In other words, the call to prayer here from Jesus is not to be bashful or to be shy or to be wishy-washy with our words or to give an uninspired, half-hearted effort. Jesus says, go after it. That can be scary as well sometimes, right? To be bold in our prayers. You ever have it where you have to do something in front of a whole bunch of people and it's something that you maybe could do and maybe you're expected to be able to do and you're a little nervous about doing it because what if you don't accomplish it? Does that make sense? Like, let me give you an example. Imagine that I called you up here, we had a hoop up here, and I'm going to say, I need you to make a free throw. And you have a relatively decent idea of how to throw the ball towards the hoop, and you maybe could make a free throw, but you're not sure about it. And so in order to save face, because you'd hate to try your best and to do your best and you miss and you hate to be embarrassed in front of others. So what do? You take the ball and go like, oh, guess I couldn't do it. Sorry. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we get into that mode with prayer as well. where we give like a little bit of a half-hearted effort. We pray once or we pray twice and it feels like nothing happens and so we just give up. Or more in reality, we pray and our prayer is actually answered, but it's in a way that we're not expecting or even in a way that we weren't hoping for, and so we think it wasn't answered and we just give up. And the call of Jesus here in this narrow path of a prayer life is to be persistent in prayer. Every single one of the commentators that I read to a person said the very same thing about this passage. When we get to those words, ask, seek, knock, each one of them said, those are imperatives. And we've talked about imperatives here at Westview before. If you remember, they are commands, they are directions, they are, I'm telling you to do this. But each one of those commentators said the exact same thing. Those words aren't just imperatives, they are present imperatives, which means it is a continuous call. It is a call that is a command that says we need you to keep on doing this. It is a command that says that we need to keep on doing something. And so the single request here is not just a single request, ask once, seek once, knock once. Jesus instead is saying, go on asking, go on seeking, go on knocking, keep bringing the matter before God. Which is also an act of trust, isn't it? From a posture of faith, believing that God is hearing those prayers. And if we trust that God is good and wise and loving, what that means is that we do not have to limit our prayers before Him in any sort of way. We can be bold. We can even be daring in our prayers. Jesus invites us to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, to give of ourselves openly and honestly, coming before God, which is a measure of trust, which is a measure of humility, which is a measure of dependence upon God, believing that as we come before God that He can and He will give those good gifts according to His perfect plan and will. Jesus calls for an open, free, venturesome kind of prayer. And I love the image that one of the commentators shared. This kind of prayer life, they said, is like having a prayer relationship with God like this is sort of like that child that curls up on the lap of a parent and lets loose all the feels. Let's list all the things. They unload all the hopes and all the dreams and all the frustrations and all the tensions and all the anxieties and all the needs and all the desires and all the things they just unload it on. Can you visualize that? Usually happens at our house about 11 o'clock at night when we're about ready for bed, and yet it comes. And maybe we've been that parent where the child curls up on our laps and just shares everything with us. Or maybe we've been that child where we've curled upon that lap and we have shared everything that has been on our hearts. And what happens in that situation? The parent who knows their child and a parent who loves their child just listens and takes in all the information, all the feels, all the things that are going on. Just lets their kid get it all out there. And then when they're finished, that parent then will offer good advice or help craft a good plan for moving forward or help strategize how to handle the specific situation that has brought up these feelings or prepare something else to help the child move forward. And sometimes, maybe even often, that good advice or that plan that the parent proposes to their child is not exactly what the child was expecting or even hoped for or even wanted. And yet it is a good word of advice. It is a good plan for the child. And Jesus says, how much more is this true of our Father in heaven who is good and wise and loving? And Jesus invites you and I to come to God, to curl up on His lap and to pour ourselves out to Him, to ask and to seek and to knock and to keep on doing so. Jesus instructs us as his disciples to pray with boldness and with humility, from a posture of faith and with a dependence upon God, to walk this narrow path of trusting our God, that our God will answer our prayers in a way that is good and wise and loving. Friends, that is narrow path walking in our life of prayer with God, in our relationship with him. And because it's not always or even ever easy to trust, we keep on asking, we keep on seeking, we keep on knocking. And even though it's hard at times, because the answer we receive is not what we anticipated or even hoped for, Jesus invites us to keep on asking and seeking and knocking. Because how much more does our Heavenly Father, who is good and wise and loving, give good gifts to you and to me, his children, when we ask him? Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just affirm again that you are good and you are wise and you are loving. And in this, we just take a deep breath, honestly, and we rest in that today. In this, we trust. Because, God, if we're honest, we are all so aware that life has its challenges and difficult moments. Those times where we are asking and we're seeking and we're knocking, and it doesn't feel like we are receiving or finding or having a way open before us. And, God, especially when we're honest, we say that's hard. And we don't always, if ever, understand in that moment why those prayers are not being answered in the way that we think best. So again, God, we affirm you are good, you are wise, you are loving, and that this is the foundation of our prayer life with you. That even though we don't understand why certain answers are not given and the things that we seek for are not found, we trust that you, God, you who sees all things past, present, future, we trust that you indeed are giving good gifts to your children. We trust that it's all part of your good plan and that you are working all things for the good of those you love, who you have called for your plan and for your glory. And so we trust and we come before you, God, in prayer, in a posture of what it is to have faith. And God, even as we name it, we still acknowledge it's hard. And so God, would you hear us as we ask you now? Would you encourage us in this way of narrow path walking? Encourage us even, especially when we're in those moments where things are not happening in the way that we might imagine. God, in those moments, would you show us more than glimpses of your goodness in our lives? Would you reveal your wisdom that is beyond the ways of this world? Would you engulf us with the immensity of your great love for us, that we will always know you are good and wise and loving as we are your beloved children. So God, lead us in that as we want to walk that narrow path. God, we ask this morning that you would indeed hear our prayers, the prayers that we're going to speak verbally here, but also the prayers that are on our hearts this day. We lift them to you. And God, would you answer them according to your will, in your compassion, by your almighty power. We pray this morning for the communities who are affected by flooding, thinking of in Texas, and especially we pray for comfort for those families that are devastated in the loss not only of property, but so many who have experienced loss of life. We pray for those in our lives and in our communities, God, where there's unrest, whether it be health concerns or in our relationships or jobs or in the future, things that are going on, where things are just simply unsettled. God, would you intervene and would you bring a measure of your healing and your wholeness? God, also this morning we pray prayers of celebration and gratefulness and thankfulness. We celebrate with Hayden Patterson and Cassidy Lake as they will be married later this afternoon. We pray your blessing over this new home. We thank you as well, God, for all the ways that we can live together in a faith community and share life together. And that being the church is more than just 1 hour on Sunday morning, but we share life together. We walk in discipleship with one another. We encourage and support each other as we grow in relationship with you and in our service of our community and our world. Thank you for continuing to shape and mold this community here at Westview. And thank you for other faith communities across this area and also throughout the world that lift high the name of Jesus and proclaim His good news far and wide. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the God that Jesus testifies to in this passage. And that you are a God who is able to receive all of these prayers, and a God who by your almighty power can answer them according to your perfect plan. We love you and we thank you for your love for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.